and get ready to win KVOE's Hide and Seek.
We'll be at Brown Shoe Fit later on this afternoon, 5 until 6. Get that license. Get that license validated. It could lead to a big, big payday. Over $5,000 in prizes. That is a nice haul right there, but you can't win that. If you find the medallion and don't have a valid hunting license, not going to work that well. So make sure you get your license and validation. We'll be at Brown Shoe Fit today. Union Street Social tomorrow and Dynamic Discs on Friday. It is 8:43. Pleased to be joined this morning by Lyon County History Center Executive Director Greg Jordan. Greg, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am doing well, thank you.
Glad to hear that. It's always good to talk to you. Greg's with us every other week to give us an update on the many happenings at the Lyon County History Center. So we want to put this in reverse for a moment, Greg, and do a little recapping of July. You have been a busy place.
We have been quite busy, which is always good. You know, it's hot outside but cool inside, so we try to keep the activities flowing, as it were. So this all started the first Friday event on July 7th. We had the Emporia Flute Choir here, and that was an excellent event. People really enjoyed it, and they're going to be back on November 3rd. And the November performance has become a tradition with us, as we are happy to host our local flautists. I had to look that word up, by the way.
Flautists?
Flautists. Not a flutist, but a flautist.
You know, I would have said flutists, but I would have been wrong then, right?
You would have been wrong. That's why we have dictionaries, I guess, Ron.
All right, flautists. Well, thanks for adding to the educational portion of our program here this morning.
You should learn something new every day.
And I have right now, so that is that's good.
Yes, and so then the following week, we had Welsh author Sarah Woodbury. Sarah has written 50 books about Wales and Welsh people and some fiction books. They're really quite entertaining. And she, along with the Arvonia Historic Preservation Society, the Great Plains Welsh Heritage Project, which is out of Wymore, Nebraska, and the St. David Society, we all presented this. She talked about her books, talked about other things. And then as a follow-up to that, we are going to have on Labor Day, that is the Monday of Labor Day weekend, we're going to have the Welsh Hall of Fame, as it were, the Welsh History Center that's in Wymore, Nebraska. They're going to all be here on a road trip. So we look forward to that. That should be fun. They're coming all the way from Nebraska to check out what we have here at the museum and at the Howe House.
So what date will that be again?
That is on the Monday of Labor Day weekend, which is...
Is that on Labor Day itself?
Labor Day, yes. So okay. That would be September 4th.
All right.
So we look forward to that. This past weekend, we had our Flint Hills Paranormal, Flint Hills Spirit Fair here at the History Center. We had almost 400 people come through that day that had an opportunity to buy some products, Native American art, jewelry, rocks, crystals, that sort of thing. And they can meet psychics, card readers, and numerologists. So it was a really good event. Lisa did some research and found that Emporia was a traditional stop for people of this ilk. Back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, this was a common practice for groups of these people to come and do their presentations here in Emporia. So we were just picking up on that history and renewing that. And it was such a good event, we'll probably do it again. The vendors all enjoyed the space very, very much, marveled at our third floor and how wonderful the view was. So we will be doing that again at some point in the future.
So do you think any spirits were awoken?
You know, I've talked about Eddie Buck, the shoe salesman. Three different people saw him that day. Carrying around his boxes of shoes.
Oh, really?
So here Eddie's with us as we move forward. I haven't seen him because if I had seen him, I would not be here today. I'm pretty open-minded, but not that open-minded.
Well, he's there though. Apparently, this isn't the first sighting, is it?
No, he's been seen several different times. So he's here with us. I wish he'd do some of my work for me if he's going to be here all day.
Lock up. Good. All righty.
Go ahead and lock up.
And I do know, too, that, you know, speaking of that third floor, it's what a venue. It really is, that third floor at the History Center. And you've got a big event there tomorrow. I think the Emporia Main Street has their annual meeting up there tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct. Yeah. Emporia Main Street, they had it here last year. They're going to have it here again this year. Works out well. They're just down the street from us, so we're happy to be a part of that operation with Emporia Main Street and all the fine work they do.
All right, Craig, let's touch on the future now that we've ventured into the past. And Goodway Gardens, that's a really nice event.
Goodway Gardens is a new partnership with us this year. Alexa Dawson has started this Goodway garden thing that is down at the Howe House. So she has a garden planted of heritage and culturally correct vegetables and whatnot. That's part of her operation. The other thing is that on the first Sunday of the month, Goodway Sunday, we're calling it, there's a concert down at the Howe House. And the next one coming up is on August 6th, and this time is with Weed is Gertz. So it doesn't get any better than that. So Weed is Gertz will be there with a concert on Sunday, August 6th. Plus, we'll have tours of the Howe House. So if you're interested in that, come on down, bring your chairs, your cooler full of libations, and enjoy the evening with the Weed is Gertz and at the Howe House.
Is there a raffle? That's
Yes. Thank you for reminding me. There is a raffle. So bring some money and buy a raffle ticket and go ahead and do the ticket sales. The ticket sales all directly support the musical guests. So it's win-win. Everybody gets to enjoy the guests, and the guests get a little thing, and then we're going to have a raffle raffling off some wonderful prizes.
All right, and they will take donations there too, obviously, with the Goodway Gardens and the concert first Sunday of the month at the Howe House. Great location for that, Greg. I'm sure you're happy with that.
Yeah, it's a perfect location for that. And we're in between the house and the barn, and so we also used the barn for we're going to show some movies down there.
Okay.
So the barn will serve as the backdrop for that.
Nice touch. And what about Dion Morrow? Is he going to be back at the History Center?
Dion Morrow, some of his artwork is on display in our front window as we speak. He will be here on Friday, August 11th, doing his jazz art series, where he will be playing jazz while he discusses his art and the process that he goes through. He's a really talented young man, and we look forward to more from him. We're going to, at some point in the near future, we're going to have a gallery display of some of his artwork. So stay tuned for more information on that. But on Friday, August 11th, he will be here on our third floor.
A lot going on. A lot's been going on at the Lyon County History Center in downtown Emporia. All right, Greg, I think we've covered everything here this morning.
We have everything. But if anybody ever has any question about what's going on, you're welcome to call us at 620-340-6310, and we'll get you hooked up.
What about a Lyon County History Center membership?
Lyon County membership is always a option for everybody if you need gifts or something for yourself. $30 for an individual, $50 for a family. That money goes and helps with our programming. So if you want to help us out, you want to be a member, please just come by here at 7-Eleven Commercial or give us a call, again, at 620-340-6310.
And that is Programming Aplenty. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, Ron. Have a great day.
You too. Greg Jordan, Director, Lyon County History Center. KVOE Live and Local. Good morning. It's 8:52.
And gutter maintenance forever with K-Guard. You'll never get on a ladder again with K-Guard's 100% clog-free solution.